Welcome back to In-Depth, our PSA program. This is Lotus Radio. I'm still your host, Ian Sorensen. My second guest, it's a very arts and culture kind of PSA program today. It is Ray Matthews from Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival. Ray, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming in. And what work do you do involved with the LTSF, if you will?
I am the community engagement manager, which means I go around and do things like this.
Well, there we go. Mm-hmm. That's why you're here.
Exactly.
Cool. And how do you like your job?
It's fantastic.
I can't imagine it wouldn't be.
It's really a great, great gig. I love it.
Fantastic. How long have you been involved?
This is my third season.
Okay. And how did you get involved in the first place, actually? I wouldn't mind knowing your background.
It's a pretty good story. My husband and I honeymooned here in August of 2014.
Wow.
And we're both theater people, so we saw the Shakespeare Festival while we were there. And we decided to stay in Tahoe.
Okay.
And they happened to have my position posted, and it went from there.
Wow. So Simple as that. That's really fantastic. Thanks for staying with us.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So what's going on with Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival? We're kind of in the semi-middle of the run, or just beginning, or where are we at?
We're a couple weeks into an 8-week run.
Okay.
So we actually added a week this season.
Oh,
we run until August 27th.
Okay. Good to know.
And we have a couple of great shows this season that we're really excited about. And they run in rotating repertory, meaning they alternate every couple of days.
Okay.
Basically 7 days a week. So you have a chance to see something every day of the week. This year, our Shakespeare is Love's Labour's Lost, which is a very fun, charming, romantic comedy. And our non-Shakespeare is The Hound of the Baskervilles, which is a comedy of the Sherlock Holmes whodunit.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it's like three people playing however many roles. It's insane.
Yes. In fact, there's a type of comedy called a quick change comedy.
Oh, okay.
Which is exactly what this is, which is a small cast where they run around and change costumes constantly, off stage, on stage sometimes. And it's very goofy. It's very witty, but it's also a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need, I think. We need a little injection of fun in there.
Absolutely.
It's not hard to follow.
No.
Surprisingly. I mean, I almost think people would be like, wait, what character is that? But you guys are pros, so you always
They are pros, absolutely.
Together.
They do an excellent job.
So Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival, how long has this been around, actually? I wouldn't mind knowing a little background about just the entity itself.
Yes, we are in our 45th season.
45th, all right.
Of course, I say we lately. I wasn't there at the beginning. But
no, you're a part of it. You're allowed to say we.
I am now. And so we started in 1972 on the west side of the lake, and we're there for a few years and then moved to Sand Harbor in 1976. And we've actually been there ever since, steadily growing. It's really great. Every year we kind of beat the year before, and we've added a lot of great perks. So a lot of people remember back in the day they used to have to lug in their chair and their blanket and their cooler. And now we actually have a very comfortable chair for every single ticket we sell, dug into the sand, very sturdy.
Yeah.
And even in our premium section, we offer wait service. Our restaurant will come and take your order.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So it might be a little worth it to get a little VIP going
on. Yeah, it's very fun.
Oh, very cool. And you are nonprofit, correct?
Correct.
And so what kind of programs do you have going on? I hear there's like a kids program as well, production.
We actually have a couple of kids programs. During the summer, we run our D.G. Menchetti Young Shakespeare program,
okay,
which is our way of giving back to the community. It's a free program for kids and their chaperones that is a one-hour adaptation of the main stage show, which this year is Love's Labour's Lost, and it's presented during the day. Usually at Sand Harbor, and it's the last week of July and the first week of August, and when it runs at Sand Harbor, it's at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So you can make a beach day of it and come and see the show, bring the kids. And it's really tailored for the young audience member in mind.
Okay.
And it's very interactive. It's very lively. It's a great way to introduce them to theater.
Okay.
Our other kids program runs during the school year, and that's where we go into the schools and help bring whatever the students are studying in school in Shakespeare alive and put it up on their feet.
Well, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes it more exciting. Because as a kid, it must be like kind of a slog sometimes. When you don't have the attention span, you're just reading it, and you're like, I don't really get it. But if you do it on stage, it makes it alive.
The difference. Yes, Shakespeare was never really meant to be read. That
Amen.
Wasn't the point. It was meant to be watched and heard.
Very good. So any other programs you have going on with the festival, or any other maybe future plans for programs in your head at the very least?
So on Monday nights, so we run 7 days a week, but we are contractually obligated to give our actors a day off. So Monday nights, we don't run our programming, but our partners in the arts will rent our stage and come up and put on their programs. So that includes Reno Philharmonic, Reno Jazz Orchestra, Sierra Nevada Ballet. And that varies every Monday. You have to check the calendar on our website for that.
Okay, very good. Well, is there anything you want to add? I mean, as far as getting tickets and so on and so forth, or just going online, any social media stuff?
So there's a couple ways to get tickets. You can always give us a call at 1-800-74-SHOWS, which is S-H-O-W-S.
Okay.
Or go online at LakeTahoeShakespeare.com. There are some ways to save money. If you buy a package to see both of our main stage shows, which is Love's Labor's Lost and Hound of the Baskervilles, you can save some money there. Or groups of 10 or more can save some money as well and enjoy a private group dining area on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay.
Got to give us a call for that, though.
Right. Well, then that's a good advantage. I mean, if you have a group of friends or employees or something, take them out for a night at the Shakespeare Festival.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. And then congratulations on extending the run. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're very excited about that.
All right. Well, it gives me more of a chance to see it because I haven't seen it yet and I feel horrible about that.
Well, and that's our theory, is that it's going to be all the locals in the last week.
That's generally how it is.
Yeah.
We're always late to everything in Reno. It always feels that way. Well, Ray Matthews, Lake Tahoe Shakespeare Festival, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.